Learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the top of Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, beginning of a line. Upliga Rav Tanchum Baruch Ani Eloyim. And the way Rashi learns is we're going back to the pasuk of Ubeitzeya Beirech Nietz Hashem. So before we had three different pshatim in this pasuk, and now we have another pshat. Upliga Rav Tanchum Baruch Ani Eloyim. That he learns this pasuk is referring to something else. This pasuk, according to Rashi, is referring to the pasuk of Beitzeya Beirach Nietz Hashem. It's going on, El Kenegan Maisa Eagle, it's going back to the story of the eagle. Shenemar says in the pasuk, Vayar Aaron, Vayivim Mizbeach Lefanov. It says, Vayar Aaron, and he saw something. What did he see? We'll see in a second. And Vayivim Mizbeach Lefanov, built a Mizbeach. Vayikra Aaron, Vayim Achag Lashem Machon. And he said, come back tomorrow. There'll be a Chag Lashem tomorrow. Ma Ra'a, what did Aaron see to make this Mizbeach? And he helped out with the eagle. What was the story that he saw? Ma Ra'a. Omra v'yom by Yefes, Omra v'lozo, Ra'a chur shizavuach lefonov. From the words v'yivem mizbeach lefonov, v'darshin v'yivem mizavuach lefonov. He saw that chur was killed because he tried to stop the eagle. And he says, Aaron said to himself, if I try to stop it, then kill me also. Omar, Eloi shemanelu, if I don't listen to them, hashtob, avdulika avdu v'chur, they'll do to me what they did to chur. Umekayim be, and the Mekayim, this pasuk that says by the first Beis HaMikdash, when they killed Zechariah, Hanavi, who was a Kayin, that there it says in the pasuk that Yeharag Mikdash Hashem, Kayin v'Navi, that they killed a Kayin v'Navi, and because of that, the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. And it's very hard to get a Kapara if someone, if you kill someone, because you can't bring him back to life. It's better to make the eagle. It's possible to have a tekana with tshuva. So that's what Aaron said to himself. Aaron said, it's better to make the eagle than to let them kill me, because then we over this problem of Kohen and Navi. Aaron was a Kohen and Navi. To kill Aaron was a Kohen and Navi, that won't be good. And therefore he held it was better to make an eagle. But what is the pasuk of Betzeya Berach Nietz Hashem mean? That he made like a pshara. Aaron made a pshara between Beinoy and Bein Atzma. He made this pshara, and it was matter this. On that, the pasuk says that Betzeya is someone who praises that Betzeya as Nietz Hashem. It's not a good thing. So according to Rashi, what he learns is this pasuk saying that Aaron did not do the right thing. He should have let himself get killed and not go ahead. Even if he had a good cheshbon, he should not have done that. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But Tosfos learns different. Tosfos learns Kenegem Ma'ase Eagle. Tosfos says it's going on a different pasuk entirely. It's not going on the pasuk of Betzeya Beirach Nietz Hashem. It's going on the pasuk that we had before that says about Aaron that Torah Emes Hoisa Befiu. This is a pasuk we said before about Aaron. Va'avlo loy nimtzu b'svasov v'shalom v'mishar holach iti v'rabim heishiv mi'avoy. Zok Tosfos, I crawled the Torah Emes koi to sit b'seifa v'rabim heishiv avon. I stopped a lot of people from Avon. Shilhem Takonik Damasik. And according to Tosfos, it's a praise on Aaron that he stopped a lot of Avon by doing this. So it's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos if this is a good thing or not a good thing. Because according to Tosfos, going on a different pasuk and it's praising Aaron actually, saying Rabbim Heshev Avon. Now, another aura here the Mashal talks about, it says here, Yehorik Mikdash Hashem Kayin Vinavi, because Aaron is a Kayin Navi, right? The problem is he was not a Kayin yet. But by the Maisa Egel, he was not a Kayin yet. There was no Kahanim yet. The Bechiris did the Avoida. So the Mashal says that Aaron himself was a Bechard, that's why he had same din as a Kayin. Ayin Shom, he handles, there's no Mikdash over here, there it's Mikdash, and here's not Mikdash, Ayin Shom. So the Gemara Vaita. Behani Tanoi, so now, the Tano before, Darshan, Rishim Raminasya, Darshan the Pasuk, Poiter Mayim Reishis Modoin, to teach us that you only do the pshara before you start hearing the tainas. You know where it's going. It has to be by the beginning. That's when you have a right to do the pshara. And we dash from the pasuk, poitemayim reishis modoin, which means if you want to stop the fight, you have to do it by the beginning. Reishis modoin, the beginning of the din Torah. Fneas gala harim netosh. It means that Rav Shimon ben Asi learned this pasuk means that pshara should be done before the argument starts. Now the other Tanaim argue, they hold you could do Pshara until Nigmar Hadin. So then, like the Tanakama and Pashas Rabbi Eliezer, I may hold like that also. So, and the Manimah Mitzvah also, Pashas, he holds till Nigmar Hadin. you could do pshara. So what do you do with the pasuk of poitim mayim reishis modin? My darsh bei. So tomorrow could Rav Avnuna. Do Rav Avnuna ain't tchilas dina shel adam nidoin elo advar divrei Torah. When someone comes up lachamei v'esrim, his first din will be on divrei Torah. Shneamar poitim mayim reishis modin. That mayim is referring to the Torah. We know mayim is nimshal the Torah. The Torah is nimshal mayim rather. And because it says that you see the idea that Torah is compared to mayim, and it says poitim mayim, someone who does not learn, so rachis modeling, that will be the first part of the din Torah. That's the dashes from this pasuk. It says in the Gemara and Shabbos that you first ask him nesasav and nesata b'amuna. That's the first question you ask him. Tosis asks the kasha right here. Tosis has two terutzim. We'll see the second teretz. Second teretz Tosis is that avad you ask him first on masa maton, but the din, the oynish, will come first on divrei Torah. That's how some learn. Others learn a little different. They say pshat is that if someone works erlich, so then you know it's not such a taina. And he needs the panosa, obviously, then it's not a tiny, he's not learning, he's doing panosa. But if he's gambling, he might as well learn. So then he'll get an oinus both on the Nasad Mamuna and the Torah. And that'll be the first thing already. Because he didn't do Be'amuna, so now Begalim afraid, he's wasting his time, he's not doing any mitzvahs when he's working, so then he should be learning Torah, he'll get oinus on that as well. That's what some want to say, that's not Tysus. Tysus saying is that the first question's on business. And then, on Torah, but din, oynish will happen first on Torah. Rachis modern will be first the din. Rav Huna, another taich in the pasuk, poit the mayim rachis modern. High tigra damya litzinura the bitka the mayim. Kivin the ravach. Because that argument, tigra, is similar to a little crack in the dam. And once water gets in there and starts going over the dam, it's just going to crush the whole dam. And the same thing over here. Poita mayim reishis modin means that the beginning of a argument is doima la poita mayim. It's doima to the little crack in the dam. And once it gets big and you can't bring it back. Abaye kashish amar, that a argument is doima la gud. This is not from a pasuk that Rashi speaks out. It's not from a pasuk. It's like these planks that are used for a bridge, and they're not even, but as people walk in it long enough, they'll be snapped into place and be set into place. That's what happens by an argument. Once you start the argument, it keeps on going until it gets stronger and stronger. The simon is Shimbi Vishtei, Shabaz Miris, Hu Simon. Ahudav Kamar Va'ozol. Is to be a certain person to when he used to walk around, he used to say over this yisoid. Toivya the shama va'odish. It's a great thing. People who hear insults va'odish and they get used to being quiet. Odish loshon kivin dosh dosh. They're used to being quiet. Such a person chafua bishtei meya. He saves himself from 100 ra'os, from 100 bad things. He saves himself from keeping quiet. You'll save yourself a lot of arguments. And only Shmuel Rav Yehuda, crux of it's a pasuk. Poite mayim reishis modoin, we dash the word modoin to mean meya, 100. Either because it's the one modoin stands for meya din, or modoin is gematria 100. So poite mayim reishis modoin, reish meya dinai. That if someone does not make an argument, so then he's and is quiet, he saved himself from reishis modoin. So poite mayim means if he's maschil with a fight, then Rachis Modern, he will have 100 arguments. He'll have 100 problems, 100 dinim. Ahudava Kam, so I mean, point of mind here, Lashon, of starting a fight. Starting a fight, Rachis Modern. Ahudava Kam Vazel, this person used to go around and say this memra, this saying, at Harati class, Gnavaloi Miktol. You know, a guy does a crime two or three times, he gets away with it. By the fourth time, he'll get caught. Omle Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kroksiv, Koyama Hashem, that's actually the Haftarah in Parshas Vayeshev, Koyama Hashem, Ashtoisha Pisha Yisrael, Balabar Lo Yashivenu. So you see, Hashem says, the first three times I won't give you Einish, but the fourth time it's too late. Hudav Kamar, and some say the Pshat is because every three times Nasek Heter, that's why it's already a tain on the person. Huh?
Where does this come in?
that what anyway is coming to what? To one, to Mitzvah Sahedrin, you want to know? It's all Shmuel over here. I'm not sure what the question is. What was coming to Mitzvah Sahedrin, you want to know?
No, we're
what do you mean, Mara's learned? The Mara just said that someone just said, Tarti Tlas Ganava Loy Mikdal, and he brings a pasuk to that. He says that two or three Ganavis, he won't get caught, nothing will happen yet, but a fourth time already, then he'll get caught. You can think he doesn't get caught, and there's a pasuk that says, Ashayz Bishrav, Abar Loy Shavenu. We're going through a bunch of different sayings. That was Simon, Shimi Vishtei. So we did raise Shimi is the first one that's Shama Va'odesh. Shtei is two, three times. Now up to Sheva. And all these things are, it started because we started on Paitamayim Reishis Madim. That Pasuk, it's all these different things that were memories that Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, we could find the Makar in the Pasuk fit. Hoda Avakam Va'azel, Shev Beri L'Shalmano. Someone was a Shalem, a Ish Shalem. So he could have seven different nisyonis, and he'll manage. The chod levet bish. Someone was a rasha, one nisyon already is gone. Unless we'll have the crux of it, a pasuk. Kisheva yipot tzadik v'kam. By tzadik, he can fall seven times and still get up. Tzadik v'kam, because a tzadik gets up when he does something wrong, he doesn't fall down. He gets up and does tshuva and goes right. Who davet kam of ozel? The ozel of beidina. If someone comes out of Beis Din and he was found guilty and he had to pay, Shok Glima took a shirt off his back. You know what he should do? Lizma Zeme, he should sing. Malaysia Borcha, he should sing and walk down the street. What's the pshat? Because he saved him from Geneva. So he should be excited. Sometimes a person walks out of Beis Din Chai, he's all upset, he should be happy. Only Shmuel Rav Yehuda, the crux of it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'gam kala oma azeh ha-makayma yavai v'shalim. This pasuk is talking about in Parshas Yisroi, where Yisroi gives the idea about appointing Dayanim, and it says in that pasuk that v'gam kol amazel makayim yavai v'shalom is mashma everyone, beside the person found guilty or found innocent. Both times they will go home b'shalom because they should be happy that they got rid of the geneva. Who davar kam v'azol? There's another saying. Someone used to say that he naima v'tikulah shapro. Someone she works, she sells things in a basket and she puts a basket on her head, and when she dozes off, the whole basket falls and collapses, which means people who are lazy, they're never going to make it in life, in business at least. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Kroksev, it's a pasuk, that someone who's a lazy person, the whole beam will be weakened and the whole house will collapse. Ahudava Kama Vazel, there's a guy who used to come and say, Gavra de Rechisna Leha, Adil Exizi de Kam. The guy you relied on basically picked up his fist on you and went against you. Went against me. He's talking about himself. He says, "You know, the guy I relied on went against me." So it's a chiddush. You know, tiftuchu v'nedivim. So he's bringing different pasuk. Oh, I read the kroksiv. Gam ish shloimi asher betachti bi. Even the person I relied on, oichalach mi higdol ayakev. It's a pasuk at Tehillim that you should not rely on people because a lot of times they'll go against you. Ahu davar kama vazel ki rechimten have azia. He used to say like this. You know, when our love was very strong, so apusyo de safsiro shechivan. This is talk about a husband and a wife. He says when they were very close, so then they were able to sleep on a bed that was narrow as a sword, the sharp sword. That's how narrow it was. There was no problem sleeping like that. Hasho de loya ziza, and now hasho de rechamta. Now that the love is not so strong, pour your bashisim gamidi a bed 60 amos wide lesagilon. That's not enough. And also, the memory is that when the ishta get along together, they don't care about the size, but the size of the house, whatever they are. But once they're not getting along, they can have the biggest mansion, and they're not going to manage with each other. Omra Avuna Kroyiksiv, it's a pasuk. Mikoraksiv, it says about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina. When the Adil Chom Shom Adbarati Chom Alak Apiris. That Hashem will come down and rest on top of the kapiris. The whole Orin was between the Orin, Atisho, the kapiris tapach, Harikan Asaro. It was 10 tefachim high, and how wide was it? It was 2.5 amos wide, and 1.5 amos long. 2.5 amos long, 1 amos wide. It was a very small area, the Orin. V'chsev, and it says by the base of Mikdash, Abayis Shbonai Melch Shleim Hashem, Shishav Amos Arkoy, Veshav Amos Rochvay. It was 60 amos long, 20 amos wide. Shishav Amos Kamasoy. I don't have any place to go. I don't have any house. You have the house. The Beis is huge. Teretz is when the Ahava is not Azo, there's no place to be. Dr. Gemara Vayta. We had a pasuk before that the Gemara brought down, Leshaguru Pnei Ish, which means don't gather in your words and because you're scared of someone. Where do you see the word saguru means gather in? My master, I Leshaguru, listen to the Knushihu. On Rav Nachman, on Akra, the pasuk says, V'yayim Leshishta, V'loi Segar. This is a pasuk in the Heilige Torah. The pasuk says, in the Toichicha, Parash Nisav, it says, Krovim Tita V'varta, V'yayim Leshishta, V'loi Segar, Ki Sechledu Atila'as. So it says you're not going to gather in the grapes because the worms will eat it. See, Loshon Tegra means Loshon of gathering. In Rav Acha v'Yaakov Amar v'Hacha, the pasuk is here. This is talking about the ants. That's little ants. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, I think. The pasuk says, "Tochin b'kayitz lachma," they prepare their lechem in the summer. Ogra b'kotzer machala, and in the kotzer season, they gather in their food. The Loshon Ogra is Loshon of gathering in. Rav Acha v'Hacha. Oyge b'kayitz ben maskel. A smart person gathering food in the kites. Right in the Gemara, it says a simon. Emes mamon yira simon. Omro shvuah nachmeni amar Rav Yerushan. Kol daish don din emes la mitoi. Any dain who dons a din emes la mitoi. What's the double lashon emes la mitoi? And Tosfos Bava Basra talks about that. So kol daish don din emes la mitoi. Master shchinim v'yisrael. He's the cause to have the shchinim klai yisrael. Shneim says in the pasuk. Lekim nitzav adas kel bekarav kel mishpoit. Which means when does Hakadosh Baruch Hu rest his shchina by adas kel? You know when? Bekarav kel mishpoit. When you do din like Hashem says. Then the Shechina leaves Klai Yisrael. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Mishoid Aniyim, Me'enka Savyoinim, Ata Okum, Yoyma Hashem, Oshus B'yasha Yafiach Loi. It says in the Pasuk, Ata Okum, that I'm going to leave if you steal from the Aniyim and you don't paskin right. Okum Yoyma Hashem, Hashem will leave. Like the bottom Rashi of the page says, "Stalik Mishar Bezdin." I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave from Klai Yisrael. Any dying that takes money from this person, he gives to that person. Shleik Adin, not Kedin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Noitel Menu Nafsho. Shneim says in the pasuk, "Al Tigzol Dol Kidalu V'Atdake Oni Bishar Ki Hashem Yorev Rivam Bekova Es Koveim Nefesh." I'm going to take away from the Ganovim the Nefesh. So Hashem says, if you take away money from someone, I'm going to take away your nefesh, Chas V'Shalom. A person should always look, ilu, there's a sword between his thighs. V'gehenem sukhlem v'tachto, v'gehenem is open from under him. What's the this lashon? You know, if I was writing it, I would say, it's next to his neck. Well, what's this muscle that the cherev is next to his yerechai? Some have a girsa like that, next to his neck. But so Zokta Rif in the Ein Yaakov says Pshat like this. There's a pirush on the Ein Yaakov called the Riaf. Some people call it the Rif. He says that it means like this, that you have a sword right between your thighs. You move this way, you get cut. Get a cut. You move this way, you get a cut. You have to stay exactly in the spot. You can't move one way or another way. That's what it means. Every dying has to be so careful. If it makes one wrong move, it's dangerous. V'kerem shukom takos. Shneim says in the pasuk tapo on beis. He named it Tosoy Shiloshloim Moshishim Gebarim Savala. When we say Shiloshloim, we mean Melech Shasholm Shloim is referring to Akaris Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Akaris Baruch Hu is where the Beis HaMikdash. What's in the Beis HaMikdash? The Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin has 71. Nishkas HaGaz has 71 Dayanim. So Shishim Gebarim Savala, 60 Gebarim around him, Gebarim Yisrael. Kulam Achuzi Cherev. Meloim De Mechamos. You see there's a Cherev. Ish Cherev HaYerechoy. Hepachai Baleilois. From the Pachdash of Gehenim, that's Leilos. Shadoim v'Leilos. You see in this pasuk how the 60 Gebarim are scared of the Cherev and are scared of the Leilo. And so you see that's how dynasty look. Not scared. The dynasty Keilu, there's a Cherev on his Yerach, and that he has the Gehenim open in front of him. I can ask me, 60 is 71 Gebarim, not 60. Zog Rashi, Tap Rashi, Shishim Gorim Tamid Yechomim, V'Shishim Lav Dafka. Shishim Lav Dafka. But the Mefarshim say that it could be Dafka, Shishim Dafka. Then if you count up the words, Megibayre Yisrael, it's 11 letters, Megibayre Yisrael. 60 plus 11, let me take out my calculator, 71. So it works in perfectly, Gevaldik, the Torah is unbelievable. Megibayre Yisrael, Shishim plus 11 is 71. It's referring to the Bezdin, and it says over here that Cherev and Gehenim is open.